I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon, October the 3rd. We're coming to you live, and we're ready to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a little game we like to play with our listeners as often as we can. We gather up four soundbites from the last week's Issues Etc. broadcast audio. We put them together. We play them for you. One, two, three, four. All you have to do is listen and decide which one you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You might agree with it, disagree with it. Your reasons for making it Soundbite of the Week are really your own. You might be something you've never heard before, or you've heard a million times, but you can't ever hear it enough. All of those reasons are good reasons to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a phone call. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. Please include your city and state and obviously your name and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reason is very important. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. You'll see the list of the soundbites there after you've listened to them. You can vote there for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Include your name, city, and state, and your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week is Chris Rosebro. We were talking about, doing a wrap-up on evangelicalism for the whole week, and we were addressing the subject of a wife-swapping couple who use their wife-swapping as evangelism. I asked the question, is wife-swapping evangelism on the fringe of evangelicalism?
No, actually, I would say this is right in the mainstream of evangelical thinking, except for these people have just kind of taken it to its logical conclusion. It's the same thinking, it's just that now the context is, hey, we got to reach these swingers for Jesus, so we're going to swing with them and reach them where they're at. Same logic as megachurch pastors, just a different context. Listen, it's not about your methods. It's real clear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. This is what Romans 10:17 says. Put all that nonsense away. Open up your Bible and preach law and gospel, sin and grace, and tell people of their crucified and risen Savior, and watch what God the Holy Spirit does. You know what he's going to do? He's going to take some of those people that you're preaching the gospel to, and he's going to regenerate them, and he's going to give them a new heart, and he's going to slay them and bring them to remorse of their sins, and then the comfort of the good news that Christ bled and died for them. That's how Christians are made, and not by us in our silly marketing techniques and trying to be clever and trying to reach people where they're at. Ultimately, that's a compromise because you believe that it's your cleverness that makes Christians. It's not. It's the preaching of the gospel.
That's soundbite number one. Chris Rosebro, is wife-swapping evangelism on the fringe of evangelicalism? If you want to vote for it, give us a call right now and vote 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback at issuesetc.org, the tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse joined us to talk about the detrimental effects of the philosophy of Ayn Rand, and here she is answering the question, When was it that she began to doubt the ideas of Ayn Rand?
The birth of the first child, the adoption of the first child, those things made it abundantly clear that there was just a huge, big, gaping hole in objectivist theory and in libertarian theory. And the huge gaping hole is that every human person is born as a helpless infant. And that should tell us something about the human condition. Somehow, we have got to help that helpless infant become an adult. And if all you think about is value for value, I'm going to do something for you because you can do something for me, you won't have any kids. You really won't have any kids. It's never a good deal if you're calculating like that. You know, you look at it and say, well, nope, I'm not ready for kids yet. Nope, cost-benefit analysis ain't there. Nope, not going to have a kid this year. Hey, maybe now I'm ready for a kid. Whoops, I'm 38. Can't get it done. You know, that's what's happening to us, you know. So all of these different currents that are so much a part of modern thinking all push in the same direction of saying that children are either a complete nuisance that you should avoid, or there's some kind of consumption good, kind of enjoy kids, then it's fine. But that isn't really satisfactory as an understanding of the human condition and the human person, because the fact is, every person was once a child, once an infant, and we have to respect that in a more deep way than we do now.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, when she began to doubt the ideas of Ayn Rand. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you have to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 3rd. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about the dangers of the means to an end Jesus.
When Jesus becomes the means to an end in my thinking and my theology, now I have something that I want to achieve. I mean, maybe I want to become a president of the United States, or maybe I just want to lift this weight, or I want to, like you said, run the marathon, or I want to accomplish something. Now I have my own goals and my own dreams and my own visions, and Jesus is going to be the one who helps me get there. This turns Jesus from a person into a vitamin, from the God and Savior that we worship and adore to the kind of Gatorade drink that we need to make it to the end of the quarter. This takes the one who hears our prayers and answers them and makes him into just kind of the assistant who comes along when we're in need. And so this betrays a completely wrong-headed idea of who Jesus is. It wasn't like Paul had a bunch of things that he wanted to accomplish, and he says, boy, it's a good thing I got Jesus to kind of boost me up or give me a spot or help me along. No, Jesus was the reason and the end of everything that Paul was doing. And because of that, he could have this confidence.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the danger of the means to an end, Jesus. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, it's time to get ready to vote, because we're going to play our last soundbite and we're going to take a break. And the break is a great time to give us a call and vote, or send us that email, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Ed Gremenstein. We've been doing a series with him on Christian preaching. Is preaching law and gospel necessary?
It's funny, because you'll find some who will speak about law and gospel, they'll say, it's very integral to what we do and how we do it as Lutherans, but we don't have to follow this all the time, or it doesn't have to be just a method that we're stuck in. But really, when it comes down to it, I think we need to always ask, why are we preaching? If we're getting up there to preach Christ and Him crucified and resurrected for the forgiveness of our sins, and if that is truly why we're speaking, then law and gospel is how that happens. Because law and gospel is not a mere form. Law and gospel is, in a sense, Christ Himself. And I actually prefer not to speak of law and gospel as two static terms of law and the gospel, like two things, but a movement, law to gospel, because that is where we as Christians always go. We go law to gospel. And that may go back and forth in different ways throughout a sermon, but we always go gospel. We are about proclaiming the gospel in the pulpit on Sundays. And that movement from death to life mirrors Christ himself.
That was soundbite number four. Dr. Ed Gremenstein, is preaching law and gospel necessary? Sounds like he's saying, yes, it is, if you want to preach Christ in his saving work. That soundbite number four, you've heard all four of them now. It's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can tweet us your vote at @issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're voting on this Friday afternoon in any other way than the phone number, make sure you include your name, your city, and your state, and the reason for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's what makes the game fun to play. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your vote, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back, your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and somebody's going to win the LPR bundle package. We'll be right back. I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and LCMSU, inviting all college students and those with an interest in campus ministry to join us for Taboo, the 2015 National LCMS Campus Ministry Conference, this coming January 5th through 7th at St. Louis University in St. Louis. That's right, it's Taboo in the Lou. Find out more at lcms.org/LCMSU.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon October the 3rd. We're playing the game. We've already played the sound bites. Now the only thing left is your votes. 1-877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, notepad. And those only go to people who either personally visit us here at the LPR studios or those who play and have the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with that vote, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first on this Friday afternoon, Jeremiah listens in Florissant, Missouri. Hi, Jeremiah. Which one are you voting for?
The second one about Ayn Rand and her philosophies.
Why is that, Jeremiah?
Well, I know it was required reading, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, when I was in school, which was just back in the late 90s, and I know for a lot of my peers, that type of thinking was really the beginning of a move away from a lot of Christian altruistic ideas, and it was the bedrock of a lot of their atheistic leanings later in life.
Very sorry to hear that, Jeremiah. Thank you very much for listening in Florissant, Missouri. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this October 3rd. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Pat is in Michigan. Pat says, I'm voting early for Issues Etc. Soundbite. Soundbite number four is Pat's vote, Dr. Ed Gremenstein, on is preaching the law and gospel necessary? What Pat says in Michigan is the gospel is what changes people's hearts, not man-made tricks and schemes, as Chris Roseboro's segment points out. Pat, thank you very much. That's a great insight, and thank you for listening in Michigan. There's a tweet from Dan who listens in Minot, North Dakota. Dan says he's voting for soundbite number four. Dr. Ed Gremenstein is preaching law and gospel necessary. He says too many Lutherans give up the good law and gospel sermons. Plus, says Dan, he is a classmate from seminary. Well, your reasons are your own, as I often say. Up at Speaking of seminaries, up at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they are opening the doors of the classrooms, of the chapel, of the professors' offices, October 9th through the 11th for an event that they hold every year that they call Prayerfully Consider. Now, you can find out more about Prayerfully Consider. It's an opportunity to visit the campus for a couple days to sit in the classroom, to sit in the chapel, to get to know the students, to get to know the faculty, and to think over the decision that many men are struggling with, should I train to be a pastor? Many women thinking along the same lines for the office of deaconess. They're there for you at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Prayerfully Consider is October 9th through the 11th, right there on their campus. Find out more at their website, ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu. Remember, Prayerfully Consider, that's next week, if I'm not mistaken. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Dr. Ed Gremenstein, and I greatly appreciate the sermon series. And I've been looking at the Augsburg Confession lately, and that's the whole point of the ministry is preaching the word properly, declaring law and gospel, and that the just might be the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
Cheryl, thank you so much, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. That means the winner this week is soundbite number four, Dr. Ed Gremenstein. Is preaching law and gospel necessary? Well, we spent an entire five hours with him doing a sermon series on preaching, and this is the soundbite that came out of it. Is preaching law and gospel necessary?
It's funny because you'll find some who will speak about law and gospel. They'll say it's very integral to what we do and how we do it as Lutherans, but oh, we don't have to follow this all the time, or it doesn't have to be just a method that we're stuck in. But really, when it comes down to it, I think we need to always ask, why are we preaching? If we're getting up there to preach Christ and Him crucified and resurrected for the forgiveness of our sins, and if that is truly why we're speaking, then law and gospel is how that happens. Because law and gospel is not a mere form. Law and gospel is, in a sense, Christ Himself. And I actually prefer not to speak of law and gospel as two static terms of law and the gospel, like two things, but a movement, law to gospel, because that is where we as Christians always go. We go law to gospel. And that may go back and forth in different ways throughout a sermon, but we always go gospel. We are about proclaiming the gospel in the pulpit on Sundays, and that movement from death to life mirrors Christ Himself.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Dr. Ed Grimmenstein is preaching law and gospel necessary. Yes, absolutely, if you want to preach Christ in His saving work. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Jeremiah in Florissant. Jeremiah, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. A sad note for the end of this week, a very sad note for us here at Issues Etc. Gretchen Passantino and in years past her late husband Bob have been guests on Issues Etc. for decades, and just great apologists, great people. Gretchen Passantino died last night after a sudden heart attack the day before, and so we're mourning her death. I'll tell you what, Gretchen always got the gospel out. She was an expert in comparative religion. She could compare any religion, and she knew that through all the differences between the religions, the one thing that made Christianity different from any other religion, philosophy, idea, worldview was Jesus. And Jesus was always on the tip of her tongue. Every time she spoke, she probably spoke the gospel to thousands, tens of thousands of people in the course of her apologetic career. Now, to honor her and her late husband, we're going to stream several hours of Issues Etc. classic shows with Gretchen and her late husband, Bob, at issuesetc.org. So tune in, or please stay tuned and listen to these teachings by Bob and Gretchen Passantino on how we got the Bible, the best-selling book, The Secret, Spiritual Warfare, the teachings and practices of Jehovah's Witnesses, and more, immediately following the live broadcast of Issues Etc. at issuesetc.org. Just go to that site, issuesetc.org, and click on the player for Lutheran Talk. You'll hear those immediately following this broadcast. Please, your prayers for her husband, Pat, and all the kids on the passing of Gretchen Passantino. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.